This is a Collider.com audio interview.
One of the schoolgirls that got... You were in The Grudge 2, right?
I was.
Were you one of the schoolgirls?
I was one of the I was the bitchy schoolgirl.
Okay.
The mean one. Yeah, who gets killed.
But that was shot after this, long time after this?
Or yeah, actually it was. I shot this 2 years ago when I was 17. Mm-hmm. So, and then 19. Why did I say 17? Sorry, it was 2 years ago when I was 19. And then I went ahead and I did Grudge 2 straight after that. Mm. My first American movie.
So Rob was just telling us that when you were cast, that Daniel hadn't been cast yet. So what was your reaction when you found out that was...
Well, this is going to sound really weird, but I actually didn't know who Daniel was because I hadn't seen the Harry Potter films, and I heard Daniel Radcliffe. I was like, oh, okay. And then someone's like, Harry Potter, hello. I was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen it. I didn't know. But everyone around me made such a huge deal about it that I couldn't help but be really nervous when I first met him. And I remember I was, like, shaking, and it was so bizarre because I'd never seen him in anything, and... I just, you know, so much hype about it, but it was so great for us, especially, I mean, we shot in South Australia, where I'm from, and we have no celebrities in South Australia at all, and for him to choose a little Australian independent film after Harry Potter was just so amazing for everyone in Australia, and was so excited, and obviously for me personally, it was such a huge thing to have him on board.
So you don't like fantasy films? What kind of movies do you like? You have seen any?
I do like fantasy films. I just have been told that you need like 2 weeks to sit down and watch all the Harry Potters and then read all the books at the same time. And I've just been so crazy busy the past few years, I haven't been able to. But my favourite films to watch... My favourite film, which the girls will understand what I'm talking about, is The Notebook. everyone loves it. We all cry. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, The Notebook. No way. I'm jealous.
Now you have to give it to me.
Yeah, you have to give it to me now. Thank you.
I've got all my notes in it.
That is so great. I love it. But to watch a film like that is so beautiful, and it really, you get wrapped up in the story, and you want to have, you know, a relationship like that, and you want to die together and all those silly things. It's so beautiful. But in terms of acting, I like acting in dramas. I like pushing myself and constantly, you know, being challenged. And the first film I did, actually, I played a rape victim who was pregnant with my brother's baby, which was pretty intense, especially for the first time I've ever acted as well. And then December Boys came along after that. So I'd say drama for sure to act in.
Before you started the film, did you actually look at any videos? Because if you saw the first Harry Potter, you'd freak out at the stand.
I know. I didn't. Do you know what? I thought it would be better if I didn't, because I knew I'd probably watch and become obsessed with the films and get wrapped up in the whole thing. So I was like, just wait until the movie's over, then you can watch it. And I haven't seen it yet, but I will. I will, I promise.
Well, we heard that your prior film was very intense, and this is a fairly mature movie too, so
yeah.
How do you handle all of that material?
Well, I think, like I said before, I think it's very easy to get typecast out here, and I think that's something that I've tried to steer away from as much as possible by doing some darker films and taking on some darker, grittier characters. And I really love the fact that Lucy, I'd never seen or heard about a character like her before, she's this like young flower girl who's very overtly sexual, and she used her body to manipulate men, and it was so interesting to play with all those like sort of elements.
What can you draw on to play this very sexual character or very victimized character like the last one?
Yeah, I think that was a huge challenge of it all, is because both those characters are quite far removed from who I am. I'm naturally quite a bright, like bubbly, happy person, and I'm not a seductress. So it was hard to kind of draw from any personal experiences, but I did watch a lot of different movies, and I watched Lolita for December Boys. I studied Dominique Swain's performance. I thought she was really brilliant in that movie. It was her first film. And different things like that. And with the rape movie, I actually sat down and I talked to people who had experienced those sorts of things in their life. And I just tried to get as much information as I could and just get it in my head, and then put something out there, and the director kind of directed me and helped me out with trying to create, mold this character.
Did you ever see the Kubrick Lolita?
I didn't. I've only seen the most recent one, 1997 one. Yeah.
Did you and Dan get to hang out at all and get a...
Go.
Did you get to hang out at all? I'll just finish mine. You can answer them both. Did you get to hang out at all between scenes? Because what were you going to do around there? It looks like it's pretty isolated.
Yeah. Well, I obviously shot in South Australia, Adelaide, which is my hometown. I've lived there my entire life. So I had my friends there. I got to stay there. Daniel, you know, came and shot there, and he obviously didn't really know anyone. So we got to hang out a fair bit in between shooting. But for the most part, I kind of went home and I hung out with my friends. And it was, I had been traveling and I had been working on this other film in Sydney. So it was actually refreshing to come back home and to be able to sleep in my bed and work out of my own place. And Daniel is such a delight to work with. He is so brilliant and he's talented. And at the same time, he has this amazing success and fame and all these things, which you would think he would be very affected by it all, but he really isn't. He's very unaffected and unassuming and just like a regular 18-year-old guy. And I think he really brought that to set and made the younger boys, who obviously idolised him, just feel so comfortable. And they're all like brothers hanging out. And, you know, I felt like the sister. It was so fun. It's such a good experience.
Can you talk about shooting the love scene in it with him?
Of course.
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, obviously, a scene of that nature is always going to be very awkward. And I was, of course, a little nervous. I had done a sex scene and kissing scenes before, whereas Dan had never done that. And I remember him saying, oh, I'm a little bit nervous. And we both kind of admitted it to each other. But we laughed about it. And we actually, that was the last scene we shot in the film. And we finished shooting it at 4 a.m. in the morning on Christmas Eve. And everyone was so tired. And by that stage, like, you were so tired that you were just on autopilot. And you didn't even have time to think about what you're doing. You're just like, all right, let's just get this out of the way. Let's just do it. And I think Rod Hardy did that especially. He knew that that's how it was going to be. The last day of the shoot, we just want to get it done. And we really did. And it was absolutely fine.
He said he didn't. Said it just worked out that
way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a kind of secret.
Really? Oh, that's funny. I thought he totally planned it out. But,
so you didn't mention the novel. You mentioned like Lolita and other books and movies, but you didn't mention the book itself, the novel as an inspiration for your character. I don't know if you try to focus on your in the script or just like you read the novel and you try to. I don't know.
Well,
if the character in the novel is quite different or is the same. I don't know.
I actually heard she wasn't in the novel.
Oh, she's not in the novel.
Has anyone read?
No.
I heard that Lucy wasn't in the novel, that it was something that they played with the idea of bringing a love interest for one of the boys, obviously the oldest one, like years ago when they first had the idea to do the film. I think she was kind of created from that. As far as I know, I could be wrong. But yeah, so I didn't end up reading the book because I was just told that she wasn't in it.
Did you build a backstory then? Because I didn't quite get her in your head, because they say something about she's going back to her father. So you wonder if she can come here every year and do this? Or
exactly. I did build a backstory. Rod and I worked together. And this is actually one of the reasons why I got the film, was because he asked me before the meeting. He said, look, I want you to think about the character. Tell me your thoughts. I came with this, like, elaborate backstory, starting from when she was 3 and, like, where she went to school and all these funny things. And he was like, whoa, that's incredible, because I had so many of the same ideas for the character. And my ideas were that she was really brought up in a very dysfunctional family, in a very sexually charged environment. And, you know, she is staying in this little caravan with her uncle, this tiny little caravan. You don't really know what kind of happens to her. And I think she's been subjected to a lot of, you know, bad influences. And I think she's actually quite a tragic sort of character. And I think that her relationship with Map, she really gets as much out of it as what he does.
What are you playing in Kids in America?
I am playing Tori Fredeking, who is the dream girl of Topher Grace's character, Matt Franklin. And it's an 80s comedy, so I got, I mean, I did the 60s with Seven Boys, now I did the 80s with Kids in America. And it was really fun. It's like American Graffiti, but for the 80s. And it's sort of got that super bad type feeling to it. It's so hilarious. I worked with comedic geniuses, and it was wonderful. It comes out in March.
What's the hair and wardrobe like?
Ridiculous. It is. The hairspray, I know, it's like a whole ball of hairspray every day. No, it was like sky high. I had this huge big bangs, and I had, you know, eye makeup like drawn right up to my eyebrows. It was great. I had the shoulder pads. I got to wear this like vintage Holston like gold sparkly dress, and they wanted her to be like the golden girl, and oh, it was so much fun. And the 80s music, there's the best 80s music in the film as well, so I think everyone will really like it.
So if it's an 80s movie and you're the dream girl, doesn't that mean he's going to realize that his best friend was the right one for him all along?
Oh my god, that's so true. I know, right? Oh, that's funny. Meh, I don't know.
I'm just going to mention coming to the United States if your career really hits off, because you did already the first set.
Oh, I did. I came out here after I finished December Boys. I got my agent and my publicist and everyone on board and got my team together, and I started auditioning for films, and I got like a few offers in that first week when I came over here. So it was so exciting, and everything started kind of, you know, moving really fast. And I actually did make the move 3 months ago. Yeah.
Do you like it here?
I do. It's a big adjustment, obviously. It's very different from where I'm from, but it's exciting, and it's where you need to be for my career. And I'm enjoying it so far, and I've been really happy with the work that I've done, and I've been reading some amazing scripts lately, so I'm liking it. It's all very exciting.
Well, if you were filming, I was just going to say, if you were filming on Christmas Day, so it must have been the middle of summer, right?
It was.
Okay, so it was hot, and you had the flies.
Yeah.
Around.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But you were probably used to it, because, you know.
Well, it's funny. I used to go camping where we shot when I was a little girl. Uh-huh. So I had been there before, and it was actually such a sort of a surreal moment, because I remember standing on those rocks, and I was looking down, looking at the ocean, and I had my parents there with me, and they said to me, it's just so bizarre thinking that we were here as a family 10 years ago, and now we're standing here, you're in this big movie, we're shooting a film at the same spot we came here when you were a little girl. And it was really amazing. And yeah, still, I'm kind of pinching myself still.
So the rocks
whole thing's
for real?
No, they're real.
Yeah.
They're that beautiful in real life.
I
they're amazing.
About the rocks, because I think your character...
And talk about the aliens.
The aliens,
that the aliens put them there, like Stonehenge. Yeah,
so there's a story that people around say about the...
Yeah, it's not about aliens. That's not the story. I don't really know the heritage. I don't know what happened and how they got there, but they are really remarkable, and people, tourists go there all the time, and it's something that I remember seeing when I was so young, and I can't believe we got permission to shoot there, but I'm so glad we did, because I think it just looks so magical in the film, and I think they really captured that whole presence. There is such a feeling when you stand up there and you can, like, it's like you can see the whole world, and it's so beautiful. Mm. And they really captured that in the film.
What scenes are on your reel?
On my reel? Gosh, I have a lot of scenes from 237, because I was nominated for an award for that. So obviously my manager's like taken all my scenes from that and put it together. And then I've got... I actually don't have anything from December Boys yet, because you can't take the scenes until the film's been released. I've only had two things released so far, but I'm hoping to get I'm the lead girl in Kids in America, so I'll get a whole bunch of footage from that, and that's very different, because it's with the American dialect, obviously, and I play a 25-year-old in that film, so which is a bit of a jump.
Did you ever have a little secret place when you were a kid, like she has the cave? Did you have any place that you went, like, to think or to meet boys or whatever?
I grew up in, like, a beach community, and there was this, like, kind of, like, hangout area where I would go, and, but, I mean, not, like, the magic of Lucy's cave. Like, that is just so wonderful, and that's her spot. I never really had that, but it's funny, I had, like, sort of, because I was an only child, I totally know what she was doing. She was, you know, trying to create her own fun, and she has to build her own cave. And I was kind of like that when I was younger, because I had no brothers or sisters, so I had to create my own world and I had to occupy myself.
You think that's why you're an actress, because you were creating those magical...
I think so. I was trying to figure it out, because no one else in my family is an actor, and it's so bizarre. I kind of fell into it, and I was like, wow, this is fun. I'll just keep going with this. And I was talking to my mum about it, and she really thinks that that's got a big reason to do with the fact that I'm here doing what I'm doing.
Since Kids in America, have you done anything else?
No, I finished shooting that a few months ago, and then I did the big move out here, and I'm just reading scripts at the moment and just waiting for something really wonderful to come along. I want to do a drama or maybe a period piece, so I'm just sifting through absolutely everything and trying to find something that I really fall in love with, and I might wait until the film comes out before I work again. I'll just see. I'm just relaxing for the time being.
So what's the biggest culture shock of moving here? What do you miss most, and what did surprise you about moving here?
I don't know, really, to be honest. I think the fact that I lived on the beach in Adelaide was such a beautiful thing for me. I could wake up in the morning and just open my doors and walk along the beach with my dogs and... You know, go swim. Actually, I wouldn't go swimming because there's so many shark attacks in Australia. It's really scary. Yeah. But I think here, I live in Beverly Hills, and there's really, I mean, the ocean's like Santa Monica, but you have to drive to get there. And I guess like that's kind of what I miss, that like the natural beauty of Semaphore Beach, where I'm from. Mm-hmm.
And so, what do you do in your spare time?
I'm very much into like animal welfare, and I've been just doing some volunteer work with one of the animal places around here. So I'm trying to get my own thing up and running in the next few years, an animal welfare league back in Australia. So I'm working on that in the meantime, in between films.
Did you bring your puppies with you?
No. Chester and Saba are back home. I know, I miss them.